Thanks, Vanessa. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation. Lee Hadjipantelis will join us after 8 o'clock this morning. And we're here thanks to 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. 4ddoors.com.au, part of the show where you can have your say on the McDonald Jones Open Line, 1300 01 1170. Build with confidence with New South Wales' leading new home builder, McDonald Jones.
Now, talking to James Dodd, we didn't get a chance to ask him about Joe Lolly, but we're hoping there's a listener out there that is excited, that is here to talk up Joe Lolly as a star attraction in the A-League, has had EPL experience, has been playing in more recent times in the Championship with Nottingham Forest, so get some reaction on the Open Line. The McDonald Jones Open Line, number 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. If you're just joining us, big stories of the day, the Kalyn Ponga Kurt Mann cubicle incident, the security guard. We have first-hand audio of his reaction when the door flung open. That's one of the best ever. And, of course, you can talk about the bunker too. The bunker, the admission from Graham Annesley yesterday that they made another little mistake there. The Roosters tried to Sam Verrills. Matt Lodge had hold of Griffin Neiman, the scrum, but there you go. They just made a mistake.
Yes. On the text line, it sounds like the chocolate wheel is back in the bunker. Yes.
The chocolate wheel has been a suggestion, be it virtual or the actual realistic spinning the wheel. Now, lots of people reacting to the Kalyn Ponga thing. Now, we did ask, and we continue to ask, do you believe or do you not believe? So, by all means, you can buy in with a very short text, if you like, on that basis, 0457 736 736. But most of our listeners are being inventive as to throwing into the mix actually what did happen. And this one here, maybe the beachfront house Ponga bought that day for $2.2 million, never had a toilet, and he had to go to the local, is one theory that's been, dare I say, floated.
Here's a different look at it from Black Stump Eel. He says, all of the media, you're a rugby league player, you must train hard, play harder, sit at home and stare at the wall when you're not doing either of those. What a beat up again. Here we were last Thursday, all about mental health after Greeny's death, not even a week later, bagging players over minor things. Typical media, says the stump, Black Stump Eel.
Well, interesting take, Black Stump Eel. This, again, is a rather extraordinary situation. This isn't something we're dealing with.
Doesn't happen often.
You've got to concede this seems very odd. And straight away, not the club, not the player. One of the players involves fathers. Offers the mate helping a mate who was sick and all of that. I do think we are allowed to. I know the reaction last week, and it has been overwhelming. But we are still in a business where we give positive, we give credit, we give adulation to great things. But we are here also, Brandy, to analyse and to criticise. I mean, it is part and parcel of the game. We can't not have that situation.
Well, you've got to pass comment.
And here you have it. You have two high-profile players on the injured list coming out of a cubicle.
Black Stump Eel, believe me, it's not the thing that I want to be talking about. Like, I don't enjoy it. And I think we started the program, Vossi, by saying, well, this is what we've seen. These are the facts. This is what's been said about it. All we can do is comment on it. And if we're talking about what we actually thought went on in there, we just go round and round in circles. I think the reaction from the listeners has been good. It's been lighthearted. I don't know if you know, we're not going to prove anything here as to what exactly happened, but Black Stump Eel, we've got to talk about it.
Have to talk about it. Daz has got a take on it. So he says, after hearing you guys do that live read for Signet Power, so we do the ad for the Signet Power Boost, he said, the Signet Power Pack, I realised why they're in the toilet cubicle. They were sharing a power pack and, as you guys said, charging up. So there you go. That's Daz's take of it.
Okay. Junior Smitty says, Brandy, it's time to act against the old leadership group and create the rebel super leadership group.
That's rubbish.
I do that, Junior Smitty, but I don't know if anyone's willing to follow. Like, I can stand up and, you know, stake a claim against the current leadership group, but I've got no backers.
No.
I'm on me pat.
No. And that's the way it'll remain. I mean, you can do a Morrison if you want. But it mightn't.
Because if I do take charge, if I do gain leadership, I will be the boss of everyone and everything. I will take complete control.
Yeah. The Big G just says, "Morning, Vossie and Brandy."
was that an Austin Powers laugh?
A bit. You said you don't do impersonation. I don't believe the explanation given regarding Ponga and Mann. And you know, that's what we're asking this morning. Smithy from Melbourne, he says he takes the side with Black Stump Hill. I'm with Black Stump Hill. So I need further explanation of that. Are you saying that there can be no criticism of anything? Like, this is a rather odd occurrence. Move on, nothing to see here. Don't you think it warrants a little more, Black Stump Hill? Smithy, I do differ to you there. I don't think we can go all the way that way. I mean, it's a high-profile sport. You know, these are highly paid professional athletes, and this is a very unusual incident. So, and we will talk about it. We're having a bit of fun with it as well, of course.
Yeah. Tim says, look, whether it's cubicle-related incidents, late-night running race injuries, team selection fibs, clubs saying they're not interested in a player a few days before signing them, I've never understood why us rugby league people are so tolerant of continually being lied to. Well, everyone...
That's true. Yes, sure.
Well, that is true. All of that is true.
Yes.
You know, there's half-truths told everywhere.
We'll be exploring a bit of that around the Bulldogs coaching job. Ursula. I always say Ursula has a very good, you know, circumspect view on things. Now, Ursula said, morning, just listening to this morning's NRL recap, I had to check the calendar to make sure it wasn't April Fool's Day. Plus, I'm just wondering how two burly footballers actually fit in a cubicle. It would have been a bit cushy, wouldn't it? Like... If we're believing the story 100%, then Kalen's on his
Kalen's not that big.
He's slumped over the toilet, and Kalen and Kurt Mann's up against the wall. Up against the wall.
Really big cubicles. Up in
are they at this particular establishment? Are they right? Okay. Now, Ursula, I appreciate your text.
It's a good
there.
Point. It's a good point.
And Ursula was also alluding to the fact at the top of the program we also threw into the mix the Tigers Centre of Excellence, something we haven't touched on for about an hour.
Yeah.
That it's been revealed that on one of the walls, you know, the big Benji tribute, Tigers legend, there he is, Tigers jersey. And in
looks
the,
great.
It does look good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's
$68 million worth of goodness.
Wow. It's such a good-looking centre.
Yes. But someone has put in the written word about Benji Marshall, for whatever reason, acknowledging his stints with some other clubs, such as the Dragons, and said he won a premiership with the Dragons. Now, who the hell signed off on that? Like, why was that relevant? Even if he did, and he didn't, it's a massive blunder.
Yeah.
But even if he did, in the Tigers' centre of excellence, I don't know. But how the hell did they make that mistake? And it's been written on the wall. Like, it's not the sign writer's
fault. So is there must be other legends up on the wall, too.
Yeah.
So do they mention that... Robbie Farrow had a couple of years at South Sydney.
Played for Lebanon.
Like, do they?
Well,
like,
I don't know.
Why do they mention that?
But how do they fix this? Like today, you suggested...
Chisel.
You suggested liquid paper.
Well,
just a liquid paper.
I haven't actually seen the writing.
It's pretty big. It's not small.
Right.
It's on a wall. It's not a document. The wall.
Yep. Okay.
Floor to ceiling. So it's big font.
They'll be able to fix it. Will they?
Well, I think you're whiteout.
Right.
Well,
it's the best idea.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to the McDonald Jones open line.
Let's hope it saves us, Randy.
Yeah. Andrew, g'day, from San Susi.
Nice. Yeah, how are you, fellas?
Pretty good.
Yeah, my take on the Ponga situation, contradicting what Black Stump said, because they have a responsibility. They are role models for our children. Especially a player like Kalen Ponga. So us adults know what they were doing in that toilet, right? We can innuendo and all that, but they were in there doing something they shouldn't have been doing as professional athletes and as role models. So I disagree big time, and they do need to be reprimanded for this.
Mm. So you're not buying into the that's what friends are for defence, that Kurt was just helping a mate? You're not buying that. I know it's a bit out there, but you're not going to buy that. You're going to buy into it. You're going to say that's not true.
No, well, do you want, mate? I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but we know what.
No, you're probably not allowed to say it. You just have to see either yes or no, so you're not buying into it.
No, no. But I'll tell you what I will do, Andrew. I'm going to give you a price. The Adidas, the $100 golf gift voucher. How does that sound, Andrew?
Golf gift voucher.
Sounds amazing. Will it help my game?
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will. 100%.
Leadership groups say yes. You'll be a scratch marker in no time.
Yep. You know,
but if you don't become a scratch marker, you can't come back and blame Vossi.
No, that's right. It's $100. It's $100 of magic from the great people at Adidas. Is it Adidas or Adidas?
Look,
it is Adidas, isn't it?
It's Adidas.
It's Adidas.
Right here.
You do say it funny, Vossi. You do say it a bit funny.
He does, Andrew. Yes.
Sure. Well, no one asked you, Andrew. I can take the prize back if you like. No, hold the line there, Andrew from San Susi. You make a good point. Look, I'm not absolute advocate of role model at all times, but just summing up, this is a bad, bad look.
There we go. You've summed it up.
And the context of the Knights are playing Brisbane at the time, so up in Newcastle. So bad look, Andrew. Appreciate the call. And yes, Adidas Golf gift voucher. If I say it funny, I'm sorry. We have them to give away. Adidas Golf's Code Chaos Shoes, impossible to ignore, available at adidas.com.au.
Grip the grass like nothing else.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you make that up? Or is that the official slogan?
Grip the grass like nothing else.
Did you make that up?
No, I just made it up.
Yeah. Mm.
Christy from Kellyville also has written in on the text message. It's good for mental health to start the day with a lighthearted banter. We're just mucking around and keeping it light.
Okay, Christy. Thank you, Christy, for your take. No, but by all means, buy into the discussion both ways. There's no dramas here. 16 and a half minutes to wait. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.